Welcome to today's Higher Every Day, a Friday, the 27th of February 2026. Today's topic is The Distinguished Youth. Our text today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 to 18. Verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Verse 18, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Our memory verse is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. There are some animals that live in dirty or muddy environment, yet they remain neat and unaffected by their immediate environment. An example is the Trichogaster laelius, which lives in muddy waters, but its scale remains clean and shining due to a special mucus that repels dirt. Just like the Trichogaster laelius, God wants us to be pure in the midst of pollutants. As Christian youths, we live in the world, but we are not of the world. Hence, impure friendship and familiarity with the world must be avoided. We must distance ourselves from their filthiness and false worship. Separation from the world is not an option for heaven-bound Christian youths. It is a must. Getting entangled with the filthy things of the world is very dangerous. Dinah, Samson, the young prophet, Judas Iscariot, Demas and others experimented it, but the results were unbearable for them. Defiling friendship with the world corrupts good manners and makes one an enemy of God. Are you in friendship with pornography, cultism, immorality and stealing? You need to repent before it is too late. Quote for the day: we are not of the world. The challenge for today is, evil association breeds corruption. Prayer: Lord, help me to be a distinguished youth. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highriverday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.